My peace I leave you, my peace I give to you. These are the words of the resurrected Lord to his apostles. Peace is, according to Saint Augustine, the tranquility of order. And it really formed a great part of the fruit of Jesus's restorative mission to reconcile us to communion with God, to place us in right relationship with one another, and also to be able to order our own lives in such a way that we have our lives prioritized toward our proper end and goal in life, which is, of course, heaven, communion with God, and the love of the Most Holy Trinity. When we think of this gift of peace that Jesus gives, or this tranquility of order, I think it's something when we look at our lives that we can break down into three fundamental relationships that form the core of our life. The first part is going to be our relationship with God. Jesus' mission is primarily to restore us to communion with the Father, the gift that was lost with the original sin of Adam and Eve. And this really has to be the foundation and building block of our life and of our priorities, because our life began with God who created us, and our life ends with God, of which the goal is to live in communion with Him. And therefore, it makes sense that in our deeds and intentions, that our priority would be given to order our life out of our relationship with God. And this then really becomes the starting point as well to also help order our relationship with one another. And this is the second aspect of peace, to live in right order and harmony with other people. Sometimes it can be easy to see those around us potentially as being either rivals, obstacles, or perhaps even stepping stones to climb a ladder of success, and forget the fact that in Jesus' restoration of us in communion with the Father, He establishes us also as brothers and sisters in Him of one another. In other words, we're called to see each other as belonging to one and the same family of God that Jesus has opened the doors for our membership. And this dramatically changes the way we look at other people and the way that we treat other people. And the third fundamental relationship in our life, which again is going to be flowing from that right order in our relationship with God, is going to be our own discipline of life, or you could say the relationship we have within ourselves. Because when our lives are undisciplined or we're not living in the proper freedom to do what we should be doing, it can be very easy to become discouraged or frustrated with ourselves, and thereby to lose that peace and to lose that tranquility of order that Jesus gifts us with. And so even here within ourselves, we are called to moderate our desires and to measure them according to our final goal in life, which is communion with God. It's interesting as well in today's gospel that Jesus contrasts the peace that He gives with what the world has to offer. And here we can acknowledge that the peace of Christ is something that the world will never be able to achieve or will never be interested in, because ultimately it's not interested in subordinating itself completely to God. It's not interested in viewing one another as being only one family of brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ. And it's not interested in viewing personal freedom as having an inherent connection to a truth that God has established. And as a result, there will never be authentic peace in this world, not the kind that Jesus offers and not the kind that He gives to His disciples. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we go forward, knowing that the Lord has offered us this gift of peace, this tranquility of order, let us ask God for the grace that we would always prioritize our relationship with Him in our intentions and in our deeds, that we would always view one another as being brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, and that we would always moderate and discipline our own lives and desires such that we are truly living as the sons and daughters of God, heading on pilgrimage toward our encounter with Jesus Christ to live in eternal love and communion with Him. Amen.